Hey guys, welcome to the Potato Podcast. Welcome to a video that I'm going to be talking about video games. I'm going to be talking about video games that I like and video games that I play and what system I even play on, maybe. So, I play on a PlayStation, but I don't really care. Like, I don't care if you play on Xbox, Nintendo, PC, as long as you have fun with it, you know? You're supposed to have fun with video games, not be toxic and stuff. So I'm going to be going through games that I personally like and I think are fun. Because I personally like them. So let's just start off with Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Call of Duty Modern Warfare is the newest Call of Duty in the Call of Duty franchise. Made by Infinity Ward and Activision, and they make pretty good games like Call of Duty, and it's really fun because I recently got the crossbow because they added a crossbow. But one thing I'm gonna say is, why is the game so big? It's like 150 gigabytes. So yeah, that's for my first game. Going on to the next, The Crew 2. The Crew 2, the fun game made by Ubisoft. It's a racing game that you could switch between a car, a boat, or a plane, while driving. So, like, you could jump off, drive off a bridge into water, and then go on to, turn into a boat, and then start going there, and then do a jump from the boat, not from the boat, but, like, do a jump, because in the water, there's a bunch of jumps you could do, go on. And you could do that and then turn into a plane to fly around. It's pretty fun. You have a bunch of races, and it's really fun. Next game is Red Dead Redemption. This game is made by Rockstar, and it's basically a rootin' tootin' cowboy shooting game. I made other games like Red Dead 1 and Red Dead Revolver, but I only play Red Dead Online because it's pretty fun. Like, I have the bounty hunter, and it's pretty fun hunting bounties. I got quite a bit of money off of it, so that's pretty cool. And it's a pretty fun game, I must say. I love lassoing people and borrowing their money to give back to the cops after to pay off my bounty, you know? Big round ways. So, yeah, you also can get bounties, which can get a lot of money on you. Next is Borderlands. Borderlands The Handsome Collection. It is Borderlands the pre-sequel and Borderlands 2, both combined. They recently came out with a new Borderlands, and I don't have that yet, though. But we don't talk about it, so... So we got... This game is pretty fun. It's funny. With a bunch of cool characters, like Claptrap and stuff like that, and Handsome Jack. It's called The Handsome Collection because it comes with the pre-sequel and Borderlands 2, who both have the Handsome Jack in it. The pre-sequel is basically where Handsome Jack started. Borderlands 2 is where you inevitably kill him. And it's pretty fun. It gives you, like, all the DLCs, and it's pretty cheap for all the DLCs and stuff. And then we have Madden 20. This is another game I like, because I like sports games. Specifically Madden sports games. Don't really like the soccer, football, whatever you call it. I like Madden a lot, and I think, like, NBA is okay. It's not my favorite, but it's okay. It's better than, like, the other one. It's probably my second favorite, honestly. But, like, Madden 20 is pretty fun. It's made by EA, has a new game mode called KO, which is basically you get into a random online match, you quickly create a team with of like, you get like three rounds to like get like one person each round. There's different rarities, which means different like abilities, and there's another mode where it's basically a story mode, kinda, where you get different, like, where you are like one person, like, you could create, and you can get different, like, things, you know what I'm saying? You like, it's basically, you go, like, it's basically a campaign, and it's based on college football, Then they added X Factors. It gives them unique abilities and new things. It makes them much better, and yeah, you can also juke people. That's cool. As I was saying, so let's go on to the next game. Star Wars Battlefront, made by EA. This game is basically just a Star Wars game, but you could play it. And it's really fun. It's like, there's different game modes. There's like 20 versus 20 game modes, which are really fun. And 10 versus, wait, no, like 5 versus 5, or like something around there. 10v10, I don't remember. Game modes that you could, like, it's basically just PvP. There's also some game modes that are like better, like more like how to co-op modes, several people versus AI, and it is extremely fun. The next game is Minecraft. This game is actually genuinely fun. They're all genuinely fun, okay. This game is made by Mojang, and it's really fun. Well, not anymore, but, like, Mojang was bought by Microsoft. But, like, we can talk about it. It recently had a new update on PlayStation, where it's more like Xbox edition. It's a Bedrock edition now, basically. And they're soon going to be adding servers, which, that's pretty cool. Basically, what it is an open-world sandbox game where everything is a block. And don't mess with my Minecraft dog. Next game is Fallout 76. This is another, like, open world survival game, like Minecraft, but it's like Fallout, and it's online. But you're probably gonna be bullying me, like, oh no, it's really bad, apparently, because it has bugs, but, like, it actually got an upgraded a lot, and it's actually pretty good. I've gotten not really far. I'm like a level 20, and I have power armor. That's cool. And yeah, I've been a fan of the Fallout series. And like at first, when the game was like still being in like still having bugs, like more bugs, it was pretty not good. You could nuke people though. That's pretty cool. Y'all just play the next one because I don't think I have the disc for it. Next one is Fallout. I mean, Big Brain. The next one is Rainbow Six Siege. Rainbow Six Siege is kind of has some toxic people, but it's actually really fun. It's basically a 5v5 unless someone leaves. Either you're planting a bomb, saving a hostage, or even securing an area. It seems pretty simple, right? Well, people are going to try to shoot you, and they're going to have, like, things set out to stop you. Didn't drop anything. It's okay. Nothing broke. Okay, guys, don't worry. The next game is Wolfenstein, Youngblood. I mean, it's not as good as the other Wolfensteins, but it's still pretty good. It's an online, or this split screen, Wolfenstein, that are based off the, Blazkowicz sisters, who have different abilities, different weapons, kinda, and it's really fun. So, yeah, I recommend that. Let me find the next one. Next one is Astroneer. Astroneer is another open world survival game, but this one you just need oxygen to survive. You don't need food, you don't need water. It's a game that's based in space where you have to go to different planets and explore. And it's actually quite fun. This one was gonna be a little short, I know. Plants vs. Zombies, Battle for Neighborville. This game is basically the newest Plants vs. Zombies game since Garden Warfare 2. It's a pretty fun game. It's much better because you could run, other than Garden Warfare, you couldn't run, you had to have an ability. And there's new characters, old characters are updated, like the Cactus, who was originally a sniper in the Garden Warfare 2, now is a better sniper and has basically like an AR. And then the final game is here, Subnautica. Subnautica is another open world survival game that you get to basically survive. You have to survive hunger, thirst, and then. As I was saying, Subnautica was an open world survival where you're all in the water. It's a really fun water survival game, like I said, and it actually gets pretty spooky. You can get pretty deep in the ocean, and there's some creepy dudes down there, like ghost dinosaurs looking things. So yeah, other YouTubers played it, and they all liked it, right? Like, I'd recommend these. Before we get into that, I have to one more thing to say. So, I'm gonna have a vote. So, write in the comments what game you want me to talk about more. Name any game, and I'll talk about it that wasn't talked about in this video. Like, not after any, but like GTA 5, Titanfall 2, Overwatch. And then the most picked, like, 5 or something, I'm gonna talk about. So, yeah. That was all for this podcast, and I'll see you guys next time. Have fun. Bye.